Some of the most clever, provocative get-out-the-vote posters you may never see are on a website of a graphic design organization. AIGA, the American Institute of Graphic Arts, put out a call to its members to design posters to encourage voter turnout. Artists submitted more than 200 posters. One asks, "What will you remember the most about turning 18?" with the word "vote" tattooed across a young woman's lower back. Another shows a bright red smear and says, "Blood is shed so you can vote." In another, a mouse drops a ballot into a box and casts a shadow of a lion roaring. We spoke with four designers who created other posters, starting with Chris Doherty in Atlanta. His poster says, "Save the date, save the day."
The theme I came up with was about evolution, and it shows different stages in development of man, starting out with sort of like a proto-human, like a chimp running around. And then it shows like hunting and gathering, developing tools, fire. And then it's the fifth frame is someone walking into a voting booth. And the final frame, the payoff, is the guy is flying out of the voting booth with a cape and blue tights. And so it's tried to put sort of a humorous spin on the theme.
Carrie Cantwell, also from Atlanta, says she's targeting the 18 to 20-year-old crowd with her poster. It shows a bright red face with a wide-open mouth, exclamation points flying around the background.
I actually deliberately made it an androgynous face so it could appeal to both men and women. And it's got a vibrant pop art-type colors, and then I have a message on there, they can't hear you if you don't vote.
I understand you spent a good part of your young life in Saudi Arabia, and I wonder
That's right.
If your experience there filtered into your thoughts in making this poster in any way.
Where I grew up, it was basically, you don't really have a lot of rights, especially women don't have a lot of rights. I mean, we actually have the chance in this country for our voice to be heard, even though sometimes we feel like it's not. But the fact that we can vote for who runs our country is such an important thing. And I think, you know, I really do appreciate that.
In Chicago, Siobhan Woodard created a cartoony poster, "Attack of the Politicians," it warns, as a woman screams, "Vote, vote, vote, they're coming." She wanted a retro comic book feel.
They always seem so dramatic in those older posters. And the times that we're living in now is actually kind of, it is almost like you're living in a movie. And I just wanted to kind of put a comedic approach to it, just being very straightforward, but giving them something they can be like, oh, that's kind of cool, to catch their attention first. And if I can first catch their attention, I think that I can get them to read and maybe even consider, yes, vote, vote, vote.
Now, the sponsor of the campaign, AIGA, said the visuals and text of the posters had to be nonpartisan. But some of the posters clearly have a political slant. One of the submissions from Chicago designer John Resch says this: in 2000, only 537 ballots determined the outcome of the U.S. presidential election. It goes on, since then, our government has, among other things, waged war against two countries, turned a federal surplus into a deficit, and tried to amend the Constitution. Still think your vote makes no difference? We asked Mr. Resch if he was, in essence, coloring outside the lines there.
I wanted to just show in a very strong way that whether people agreed with these policy shifts or not, that essentially these things have happened, and it was the result of very few number of votes. And these are significant things, and hence every vote is significant.
The design group, AIGA, has urged its members to download the posters, print them, and post them where people can see them. We first saw them earlier this month on the walls of a county elections office in Florida. Designer John Resch would like to think that the posters have a life outside the web.
I like to envision that perhaps people download these posters and print them and put them up, I don't know, at the office water cooler or in their windows or, you know, on their dorm room door or something along those lines. And the effect of them, you know, that's always questionable whether somebody will actually see one and just rush out to vote on November 2nd. But it's worth doing all the same.
You can see the posters we've been talking about and others at our website, npr.org.